Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
everybody. When the praises go up, blessings come down. We want to thank you this morning for joining us on the at our executive meeting, where we put our Father at the head of the table, and as we commune with him, as we talk with him, as we just continue to be in his presence. And I'm just so thankful that we have that opportunity, and so do you, all of our partners and listeners. We are forever grateful that you choose ADM to be your place of worship Monday through Friday and Sunday. As we make God our number one priority, we break the bread of life and we drink the living water. Good morning. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, United Kingdom, Fiji, Jamaica, New York, North Carolina, wherever you may be. It is a good morning because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we shall open our arms up to the heavens and receive everything that God has for us. Because one thing I know about God, every second he's blessing us with something. Something different is going on in our life, whether you can see it or not, whether you can feel it or not. He is always moving. And if you are in his presence, if you are in his will, that means that you are moving too. That means that you are in the right car, the right train, the right boat, and you are in the right seat, the passenger seat, as you allow God to continue to move in your life. No matter what your situation is, what your circumstances is, know that he is in control. He is in control of every single thing. No matter how things may look in the economy, no matter about wars and rumors of wars, I want you to understand this, that God is in control, and we know exactly what he can do. We know when his Holy Ghost power comes on the scene, demons are going to flee. So I sit and say to you all this morning, good morning, and allow your good morning to have power. Allow your good morning to mean something to you. Don't let it be just a normal day. Let it be something off the wall, off the chart. Just say good morning to the Father with an expectation that he's going to do something greater for you today. Today may be your day of miracles. Today may be your day of exceedingly and abundantly blessings. Today may be your day of healing. Today may be your day of deliverance. But what I don't want you to do is shut it down. Leave your mind open, that knowing that God is the God that can do anything, that nothing is impossible for God. So I'm just excited that we are here, and there is a new day with new mercy, and we are forever grateful for that. Minister Shakita, if you're on the line, can you lead us in prayer? If not, I'll take us into a short prayer. Good morning. Father, as we come before you this morning, we just come giving you thanksgiving, giving you praise, just thanking you, Lord, for life in itself, Father God. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, for continuing to be our leader, our guide, the head of our lives, Father. Thanking you for each and everything that may even occur in our lives today, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. The thing of it is, we know, Father, that you are with us, Lord, because we choose you to be. We choose, Father God, for you to be the head, for you to be the guide, for you to be the deliverer, for you to be our everything, Father. As we go on this day, Lord, we just command our atmosphere. We command any obstacle that's already projected to stand in premeditated to stand in our way. We speak to the obstacle. We walk through the obstacle. We do not allow anything to hinder us from from moving forward. Whatever attacks may have already been sent out, we retreat, we get back into our refuge place, and we know that you are the person that will go before us. So we just thank you on this beautiful morning as we just continue to praise your name. We lift you up, we exalt thee, and we give you all the honor, all the praise as we glorify you on this beautiful day. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, saints, I love it when I can read a scripture and God shows me a newness in the scripture. He shows me the scripture that I'm talking about today. If we know that on Sunday God has his way, I'm still at awe about that. But I was going to come out of Matthew 4, 35, and this morning I am going to come that way as well. But God showed me something different in it, and I want to share it with you all. And everybody may not be in agreement, but one thing that my apostle has taught me is that, and one thing I know, when I go into error, if I go into error, he's going to correct me. And so this morning, I am going to bring to you all what I saw in the scripture, what stood out to me versus what everybody else always stand on when they get to this scripture. And it's starting from Mark 4:35. And in the subtitle, it says Jesus calms the storm. But when I looked at it 2 days ago, and I picked my Bible back up last night and looked at it again, it became exciting to me. And what came exciting to me was when Jesus said, "Let's go over to the other side." It says, as evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." And what stood out to me when he said, "Let's go to the other side of the lake," that means that a change was occurring, that a new direction had came in, that something new was going to take place, whether it could be promotion, whether it could be just something major, but the thing of it is that it was saying, or it could have been blessing. So when the song came on this morning, when the blessings go up, when praises go up, blessings come down, it put a big smile on my face, because when I read the scripture last night, that's exactly how I received it, that blessings, a major change. When Jesus was talking to his disciples, they were leaving a familiar place to go into an unfamiliar place. They were leaving that side to go on the other side. And one thing about that is that when we get into a place where we're transitioning into something else, then we don't know what's there. We don't know what's on the other side. And I'm sure that the disciples were a little bit excited, too, to go to the other side, because they had done a work on that side. Bear with me, because I'm going somewhere. And they didn't know. What they didn't know is that in their excitement, they didn't realize that they were going to come onto a raging storm. They didn't realize that on their way to the other side that they were going to come into a raging storm. So at the beginning, everything was calm and there was excitement, and that's how we are in the natural. When we know that we're going into a newness, we get excited. We get into a place that we're ready for change. We're ready and we're excited. And this is the thing that I love about this scripture. We knew that Jesus was going with us. He said, "Let's." He's talking to us. Imagine him talking to you. He said, "Let's go to the other side. Let me go with you. You're not going alone. I am going with you. Let me go with you to your new blessed place. Let me go with you as you go higher. Let me go with you as you receive this, whether you're going to the doctor, whether you're going to something. There's a new transition in your life. The disciples, what Jesus was with them. That's what I'm simply trying to say. So whatever they may have went through or whatever what may have been forthcoming, there shouldn't have been any fear. There shouldn't have been any doubt because Jesus was with them. He's the one that gave the invitation. He's the one that gave the instruction to let's go over to the other side. He's the one that was sitting and letting them know that we're going and I'm going with you. And as I stated, they didn't realize that as they were going, that they were going to come up against the raging waters. We know that God sometimes launches us into a new destination. And one thing about it, when you go into that destination and you know that it's God's calling you, your faith, you have to go by faith and not by sight, because you do not know what is on that other side. You do not know what you're coming into, but that's where that faith has to be so anchored, that trust has to be so anchored into God, that belief has to be so anchored into God that you do not allow it to put you in a place of fear. And like I said, the beauty of it, when the Holy Ghost gave me this revelation, the fact that I kept having to go back to was that Jesus is the one that said it. Jesus is the one that gave the command. And we as a people have to realize in life, let's look at it from the natural. When you launch into something new, I don't care who you are, trials and tribulations are going to come up. You are going to weather some storms. And as I previously stated, those storms usually come in the middle. So when we go back to the story, as they were traveling, going through, they started out. But as they continued to go through, the storms came up. And that's the same thing with us. It's normally a place of testing. The testing comes in the middle. It's not there when you first get there. The storms normally rage or start rising. And I'm not talking about an April shower. I'm not talking about a shower that's just going to come. I'm talking about hurricanes. I'm talking about tornadoes. That's how big your storms are going to be. Those storms are going to be, and they're raging out there. And some of us can see them. I remember a time I saw some storms, and I spoke about them, and I was given told that, okay, the storms were afar, but God allowed me to see the different storms, and he kept letting me know. I kept telling my friend, girls, listen, my sisters, the weather, we got to pay attention to the weather. The weather is going to get worse. We have to pay attention to the weather. And see, at that time, we were thinking that we talking about the natural weather, because the same time that we were talking about this and we were constantly talking about it, we were looking at the natural weather, and there was all type of things going on. Earthquakes was going on. A Category 5 came through Alabama and other places during the same time. In Florida, a building just collapsed. A sinkhole just had a building to collapse, and different tidal waves, all type of things was going on. But see, what the Holy Spirit was letting us know, that there are getting ready to be some storms in the supernatural that's going to come up. Don't look at what's going on in the natural. I need you to pay attention to what I am doing and pay attention that I am God. Even though the storms are going to rise, I am with you, so you should not be afraid. I need you to just anchor up. I need you to start taking, because your boat is sinking. Your water is going to fill up to the point that your boat may sink. So I need you to start taking some things off, getting rid of some things. You got to do your part. You have to do your part. You got to start taking some layers of things off, throwing things off that's not of God, because we already know that he, Jesus, is there. Jesus is in the boat with us, but we have to do our part. And in this scripture, Jesus was there. Jesus was in the boat. He was asleep. The disciples knew that Jesus was there. But in the midst of the storm, as the water continued to beat them and beat up on the boat and start getting inside of the boat, they went and they asked him, God, Jesus, shall you let us die? Scripture says, shall you let us perish? I'm paraphrasing. Jesus, are you not going to save us? What's going on? This storm is over our head. This storm is too big for us right now. We need you to come on. Jesus got up. He calmed the storm. He rebuked the storm, but something tells me that he was rebuking his disciples too and letting them know, if I may, I'm going to say, tell you what it sounded like. Oh, with you. I'm here. I'm the person that said, let's go. I am the person that you've seen perform miracles. I am the person that has fed 5,000. I am the person who has casted demons out of two men and sent them into pigs. I am the person that has healed people by their faith. I am the person that released healing virtue unto a woman. I am the person that has done this and has done that. But what have you done? You should know me by now. You should know me because of the works that I have done with you, the works that you have envisioned me doing, not something that you have heard, but something that you have seen. You have seen my works. You have seen my walks. You have seen me speak healing into someone. You have seen me touch a person's eye, and they're no longer blinded. You've seen me heal a man with leprosy. You've seen all these things, but yet you still have little faith. And this is what God, this is where we're at today. We have, God is trying to take us into other places, and some people are in a place where they are afraid, but I want to tell you that the storms of life are going to come. When God gives you an opportunity, brings a new thing into your life, you have to launch into that thing, but you have to have the faith. You have to have the knowing that God is who he says that he is, and he will do what he says that he would do. The disciples knew. They knew enough that they went to where Jesus was and asked, are you going to let us die? If they did not know his works, if they did not know the signs and the wonders, why would they go and ask him? It's a lot of us. We know who Jesus is. We know what he has done for us. Everybody, it's people on this line right now that can give testimony after testimony, because I am one of them. But we refuse to give it to him. We refuse to, when God opens the door, we refuse to walk into that door because we don't know what's on the other side. We don't know what we're walking into. Well, guess what? When you walk outside of your door, no matter where you're at, you don't know what's going to happen to you then. You have to trust that God is going to get you through from one point to the next. Every time you put one foot before the other, you don't know what's going to take place. People on today, that different things are happening to them. It's not the fact that they knew that these different things were going to happen, not unless you're just not a good steward of different things. But for things, different things happen every day. But you and I have to be in a place where our trust and our faith is so intact that when the, because they're coming, remember just the other day, Monday, no weapon formed against us came on. The song came on. It shall not prosper. And that's because God is with us, because God is going before us, because God has already went ahead. If he's calling you into a place of change, first of all, you're deserving. First of all, you're deserving. Whatever anybody else say, you're deserving in God's eyesight. Secondly, he is never going to leave you, neither is he going to forsake you. Thirdly, he shows you his miracles, signs, and wonders just in your life by him, by itself. You don't have to worry about what other people got going on. This is why it's so important to keep your eye on the sparrow, because if you are making a list and checking it twice and realizing what God is doing in your life, when he says, let's launch to the other side, you're going to get to moving. And I'm telling you now, in this date and time, even though the coronavirus is out here doing what it's doing, that demon is doing just what it was designed to do, to kill, steal, and destroy. Even though there are wars and rumors of wars going on, just understand this. God is still calling people out. God is still doing a new thing in people's life. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you excited like the disciples were when Jesus said, let's go over to the other side. Let's go into something new. It's got to be people there that needs us. There has to be people there that needs to hear the word of God. There has to be people there that needs healing. There has to be people there to know that they can obtain eternal life, that they need salvation. There has to be people there that need to confess their sins and ask for forgiveness. There has to be people. There is work there. There is work there. And that is what they were there for. They were there. They were walking with Jesus to do the works of the Lord. They were walking with Jesus to let people know that there is an eternal life. There was work there, and it still works here to allow people to transform into kingdom citizens. But we, you, I, everybody, we have to be into a place, and first of all, to listen. So when he say, let's go to the other side, you're already ready to go. And you're already ready to go with knowing you already have your full armor. You're already suited and booted. You're already into a place that you know in life there are trials, there are tribulations, there are situations that's going to occur that may be too big. But see, that's where the power, the authority that Jesus left, when he left the Holy Spirit, when he ascended and the Holy Spirit came down, let me tell you something. That was our power. That was our power. And we cannot time. God tells us that I've opened this door for you. Let's go to the other side. Fear cannot creep in. You have to build up a boldness, a courageousness. You have to sit and say, no matter how hard it is, I'm going in it blindfolded, but I'm going to keep walking because I realize that he's right by my side. I'm going to keep walking because I know that God has already been the pillar by day and the fire by night. I'm going to keep on walking, even though I may get results to tell me, no, you need to sit down. You need to turn it around. You need to go back on solid ground. But I want to sit and tell you today, my solid ground is walking with God. My solid ground is calling on the Holy Spirit when the situation is too big. But most of all, my solid ground is anchored into my faith, where every trial, every tribulation, there's a test in it. There's a message in it. We as a people have to get on the same page and understand when you're going through some things, it's a test. And there are things in those tests that you can learn from. And each test, you can pull something out of it to build you, to take you to the next step. But most of all, those tests should be building your faith. Secondly, you should already know because you are in his presence. And if you're not in his presence on today, you need to be getting in his presence and knowing that even though these different things are going on around you, they are not going to harm you. Yes, there is going to be some turbulence. Yes, the water may get into the boat. Yes, the fire may come up a little bit too hot, but it's not going to bother you because you are in a place. You are in your refuge. And like I said, because Jesus called you out, a lot of us look at other people have going on and they become into a competition. It becomes a competition, and Jesus might have not already told you, let's go to the other side. You may be in a place where you're supposed to still in a learning phase. You may have not done enough to build your faith. So when you get in the middle of whatever your situation is and that raging storm come forth, that you'll be able to deal with it. You won't be able to deal with what is coming your way. So some of you need to be left behind. Some people may be left behind. And see, that's the beauty of it, when you know who God is in your life, because you'll know when to go and when not to go. You'll know when to activate and not to activate. You'll know because you're listening to him. That personal relationship. Let's go back to the disciples. The disciples had a personal relationship with Jesus. They were personable with him. They were with him at all times, if not all some. They had a personal relationship. They knew him better than most. They knew him. They knew exactly what he could do. So therefore, it shouldn't have been to the point where they couldn't have spoke to the storm themselves, or just anchor up knowing that that Jesus was in their presence and that he would not allow the boat to capsize. And even if he did, they wouldn't have died. Even if they did, it wouldn't have been a tragedy. Even if they did, that he, because he was there, that it would have been okay. And I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning. I don't even understand. Well, I understand why God had to show me and allow me to take me off the focus of peace being still, to let me know that if I say, let's go to the other side, you better get up and you better start moving. But first of all, I need you to have your house in order. First of all, I need you to know that you should know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm the person that's doing the talking. I'm the person that made the decision. Hallelujah. I am the person that's in control. So everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. See, we have been taught, I have been taught that as long as I am in the presence of the Lord, that I'm not going to go through some things. I want to tell you this, every trial, every tribulation that I have went through, once I opened my eyes, once I made a conscious decision for a true change to come in my life, I have learned. Every time my boat was flipped over, when I got into a place where I could flip it, I learned something different not to do as I continued to paddle to the other side. Every time a doubt or something that was just so hard for me, or something that I may have just taken into, laid on my own understanding and felt that I can take control over it, and not allowing Jesus or the person, the appointed person that Jesus placed at that point in time to be in control every time I went before. See, sometimes we go on the other side before Jesus even get there, before God has already went there. We get there, and see, we get into a place. That's when we get into that desert island. We get into that place where we start seeing mirages. We seeing things a little bit different because we're at a place of desperation now. But I want to sit and tell you, if you're in the boat with Jesus and you're paddling on today, stay in that boat. Stay in that boat knowing that you are going to get to your destination. And when you get to your destination, it is all the path has already been opened up for you. But at that path, you are going to go into some poison ivy. You may go into a thorny area. You may get into a place where the rocks are just coming down and there may be a landslide that's going on. But what you need to know is that my faith is in Christ, and he's not going to allow me to be in a place where I'm not successful. A lot of us are not successful in our lives right now because our faith is not in Christ. Hallelujah. Our faith is in man. Our faith is in self. Our faith is in our husband. Our faith is in our wives. Our faith is in different things and not in Jesus. Our faith is just all over the place where we really don't know what faith is. We really don't. And we have to get into that place to learn that. We have to get to a place that when different situations occur in our life, things that we cannot control, that God has already gave us the helper. He is the helper. He is the person that controls everything. And our faith has to be so big, but our faith can't be in man. It can't be in woman. It has to be in Christ. Before I go, I want to share this because it just popped up in my spirit. I have so many testimonies, but I want to leave this testimony with you. In 1992, I had my second son, Edward. And Edward was born. When you're born, you're supposed to have two vessels and a vein in your navel. Edward only had one. So I don't know the particulars because I never really got deep down into it, but the doctors told me that he wasn't going to be able to do this, he wasn't going to be able to do that, and he wouldn't live past the age of two. For 8 months, Edward would just lay there, one of the most beautiful babies that you could ever have your eyes on. And in that day, and I was living in Miami, we used to do a lot of different women conferences. And on the Sunday, we would have church services. And on this particular day, and I don't know why, I have no clue as I think about it today, and I do, I got to recant. The Holy Spirit. I dressed this baby up in this like pure white satin outfit, and took him to church, knowing that he wasn't going to cry, but I needed to hear a word. I needed to be in the presence of the Lord. I didn't know that much, that I needed God. That my 8 months and watching your baby and me just laying there, but so beautiful, and every now and again, I would put a smile on his face. But I would sit and tell you this. That morning, I got up, and my mother was sitting next to me, and I was out of order. I was out of order. It was a silence in the church, and I just got up, and I'm talking about a Baptist church, so you don't just do things because people going to look at you and roll their eyes and even maybe rebuke you. I got up with my son. And my mother came right behind me, and I stood there. I stood right there with him, and I had him in this little, this little carrier case, and I took the carrier up there, carrying him in one arm in the carrier, and I placed my baby at the altar. I left him at the altar, and most people would sit and say, well, she might have just been so tired because it came back. She just so tired, and she tired of this baby not saying a word. He not doing nothing, just laying there lifeless and whatnot. But see, no, my faith had came out of the doctors. And unknowing to me, my faith had been moved into God. My faith, I realized that at that moment, that second, that God was pulling me. He was hugging me, telling me to move. And as I moved, my mother moved with me, and I left him right there. I put him at the altar, and I turned my back, and I went a couple of steps. And as I was going a couple of steps, a man of God bless the dead, Pastor Johnson, he said, Mother, come back. He said, Miss Townsend, you and your daughter come back. He said, I'm going to pray for this baby today. The Spirit has just moved me to tell me to pray for this baby. He said, but this is what I want. I need some people. I need some people that believe as I believe. I need some people. Where are your people in your circle? Because, see, it's going to take a village to help him through this situation. But as I saw you walking up here, the Spirit fell upon me and told me that this is the day that a miracle will take place in New Way Baptist Fellowship Church, that something new, the people needed to know who God was. He said, but I need your circle. Well, guess what? At that point in time, I didn't feel like I had a circle, even though he had godparents, even though that wasn't the church that they attended. But unknowing to me, they were there. They were scattered all over the place, and his godparents and his godmother and everybody started coming up. See, that's when you call, when you know that it's a divine appointment. That's when you know that God has already went before you. That's when you know when God say launch, you move, and that's when you know that your faith has transitioned out of everybody else and you placed it in God. And when this pastor, Pastor Johnson, Victor Johnson, prayed for my son, a child that would just stay there and wouldn't do anything, by the time he had been anointed him, by the time he had been prayed over him, my baby made his first sound. Let me tell you something. I used to be a track runner, but I didn't care. I might have been a person that invented running around the church, because I ran around that church. I stumped. I did everything that I could possibly do. And I want to tell you what was placed in my spirit. Job well done. You have now taken your faith, everybody else, and you came to me. And although you have went through the storm, although there are many more before you to come, but that day when Edward uttered his first sound, I knew right then and there that God was getting ready to do something. Although he lived in a bubble for 10 years, my trust was no longer into man. My faith was no longer, my trust, my faith, my belief was no longer into man, but it was into what God could do for me. And see, this is why I tell that testimony, because this is where we need to be. This is where you and I need to be. When we lay on our back and the doctors have done all that they can do, you have to take your trust out and your faith out of that doctor and out of that man. And you have to call on the name of Jesus. You have to know that Jesus is the person that's going to rescue you. You have to know that Jesus is the one that's going to calm the storm that you have going on with you at the very time. Day to day, we have storms brewing in our life. But you know what we do? We get on the phone. We call each other. We talk about them storms. I'm here to tell you today, stop picking up the phone. Quiet yourself. Put yourself in a quiet place. And you talk to God about that thing, because he is the only one that's going to give you the answer. If you need an antidote, he is the only one that's going to give you that antidote. When we take ourselves, trust and faith out of self, and realize that if you trust in Jesus, you can move the mountains, they're going to be moved. This is one of my favorite testimonies that God has placed, that God has allowed me to go through. 8 months after having him, 8 months talking to this doctor can't tell me, so I go to another doctor. 8 months doing research. Why am I leaning on my own understanding when I should have trusted God from the beginning? Because guess what? He never should have even came out the womb with breath in his body. But God said, listen, I'm going to allow him to come out of this womb because I got to work for him. But I need you to get yourself together, because see, if you don't have yourself together, then how is he going to know? And my son is one of the most humblest men on earth that you could ever deal with, because you know why? He knows that Jesus did it. He knows that Jesus is the person that brought him through. He knows that Jesus, that one morning, that Monday, that Sunday morning, that Jesus is the one. He was the antidote. He was the answer. He was the reason. He was the reason. So I sit and say to you all today, whatever, when Jesus says, let's launch, you better start launching. And you need to take your faith out of self. You need to take your faith out of men. This is why so many people around you are prospering in the midst of COVID. Business is building. Things are excelling in their life. You may see people with many multitudes of vehicles, multitudes of different things. And you know why? They know that Jesus is the reason. Jesus, their faith is in Jesus. It's not in man, in their in just their everyday going about themselves. I can do this. I can do that. No, you need Jesus. You need Jesus. That boat would not have capsized. That boat, they would have never sank, even though the water was taken, because Jesus himself was in the boat. Jesus, the way maker, the truth, and life was in the boat itself. And even if it would have got to the brink, where it was going under and the waters was to their neck, guess who was going to save them? Jesus. So I say to you all today, this is a time, and I'm going to keep saying it, that you have to surrender all to Jesus. You have to surrender. You have to get out of self. You got to get out of worrying about what man is doing and what they're saying and go before the Lord. Even in the times of fear, I know that this is a fearful time with COVID-19. I even said it yesterday that I get anxiety when the kids that I work with come in the house knowing that they don't have a mask on, but Jesus had to remind me. That's why I had to go back to the scripture. It's no need for you to fear, because see, you've invited me in. You opened the door for the Holy Spirit, and you're using wisdom, and you know how to retreat. And when I say retreat, I know that when I'm around people to keep my mask on, I even know for me to put gloves on and walk around. I don't care what people have to say, because see, I have to do what Jesus has instructed me to do. I have to do those type of things. No matter if people look at me strange, it doesn't matter, because I'm not worried about what you said. I got Jesus has for me. When he sits and say move, I got to move just like he say move. When he say go, I got to go. When he say stop, I got to stop. When he say listen, I have to listen. So I sit and urge you all today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to get into a place and understand that you're going to go through some storms, but you don't have to go through them alone. You don't have to. And the storms that you go through, you can come back one day and give them as a testimony, because the transparency, the message, and the test is what may help somebody else. People, my mother is one. She would sit and say, no, you're not supposed to tell people that or whatever. They don't need to know that he was. Oh, yes, they do, because he just launched her, because God said launch. He just launched the video, Never Back Down, saying no matter what your situation is, no matter what your end life, you never back down. You keep running. You keep on moving. You keep on going through no matter what, because why can't he sit and make an inspirational song like that? Because he had to do it himself. And I cannot leave the phone without saying this. Ed Edwards, life journeys where they said that he would never make it, that he would be a vegetable, that he would be whatever. Edward went on to, in his, from 11 years old up until he was junior Olympian in track and field. He has articles where he made the most touchdowns in football, and then he went into college and broke records in hurdling. And after that, he got got drafted by the Atlanta Hawks, but because there is a deficiency, his body, it cramps up. He gets full body cramps. It could not be. But the moral of the story is that his trust has been in Jesus all this time, even though he has hiccups, even though he falls short of God's glory, even though he may not be in the place where he's supposed to be right now, he knows who his Savior is. He knows. He knows that he will be back to where God has called him, where God rose him, where he rejuvenated him, where he spoke to them dry bones. So I sit and tell you all today, when don't jump off the boat. Stay on the boat, knowing that Jesus is in that boat with you, knowing that you are going to the another side. There's a transition taking place. There's something on that other side. There's some work that you may need to do. It may be a blessing. Your miracle may be there, but know that there will be some turbulence. And I mean some hurricanes, some tornadoes. I'm not talking about some little things. But keep your faith and your trust and your belief in Jesus, because he is the reason. He is the reason. And we all need to understand that he's already everything that we could possibly go through. He's already cleared the way for us. So I decree and declare today that when your storms, the storms of life, come before you, and the rain comes down so hard, and the waves are so deep and so fierce and furious that you will not run and leave Jesus, that you will stay and you will call on him as the disciples do. But you should already have enough in you that your faith is already anchored, and you should already know that he's not going to leave you nor forsake you, and you need to do your job. God has given us, there is power in the tongue. Start speaking those things as if they were. Start speaking them and letting them know. Start speaking to the storm. Tell the waves that they need to calm down, because you're still coming through no matter what. In the name of Jesus, I pray that this word has helped somebody on today, because like I say, when God gives me something new, it was a time that I would be afraid to even go into it, because I'm worried about being rebuked. I'm worried about being chastised. One thing about it, I can take the correction. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to sit and say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and go back before the Lord and even repent to him. Father, your word out of context I took, but I was very sure. I was very sure. I understand on today why God did his thing on Sunday, because he needed this message to come forth instead of the peace be still, because see, we already know that he has the ability to calm. We already know that. We know that he can calm the storm. But many of you don't even understand that God, Jesus, is calling you forth, and you don't even know where to go because you are afraid. I decree and declare that the spirit of fear will leave us on today, that we will get into a place where we truly, truly understand and know who God is in our life. Know that Jesus dying on the cross for us was not a mistake, that it was done for you and I to live a prosperous life, for you and I to do the work that he has called us to do. I don't care what your work is, you got a work to do, but we can do it in love. We can be bold about it. Our faith, each trial, each tribulation just turns our faith up a little bit. Stop running. Stop going backwards. Jesus said, let's go to the other side. He didn't say stay here. He said, let's go to the other side. It's time to move, saints. It's time to move, Nigeria, whatever your situation, whatever you all have going on over there. And I'm talking to every nation that's on this phone. Move, keep it moving. Keep it moving that no matter how bad it is, that God is with you. Jesus is in the boat with you. He's going with you to that other side. You don't have to stay in your current situation. You don't have to stay into a fight that you cannot win. He is the reason. He is the reason. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. So I leave you on today with this message, knowing that it blessed my soul, thanking God that he brought it back to my remembrance, the my favorite testimony. And if I can just tell you all on that day, if I can just show you how the Spirit was upon me, how with no words coming out of my mouth, but just my actions, hallelujah, showing God how grateful and thankful for him on that day. That cause let me know that your child shall live. He will not die. Let me know that my child would speak, that his limbs would be movable. I'm just here to tell you on today, when Jesus say move, move. Listen, ADM loves you, but God loves you most. I just pray that each and every last one of you have the best day of your life on today. Make a change. Do something different out of your schedule today. And I'm just compelled to tell you this. And watch to see that you'll see something different. You may see a sign. You may see, it may be on a sign, a billboard, a message may be. Somebody may call and give you a prophetic word, whatever. But let God know that you trust him, you have faith in him. You don't have to go through the same routine. You don't have to do this. Do something different. And I'm not telling you to do something that's going to get you in trouble. I'm not telling you to abandon your jobs. I'm just telling you, even if it's for a quick minute, let God, Jesus know that your faith is in him and not in anybody else. We will see you all back tomorrow morning, God's will, at 7 a.m. And I am just here to tell you all that ABM loves you, but God loves you both. But loves you most, and I'm just excited, but praise the Lord, everybody that has breath in their body, praise the Lord, for he is so worthy to be praised, and he is an atmosphere changer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. God bless you all.
Above our name, righteous and holy, name above our name, glorious.